Milos Zeman's victory in the country's first direct presidential election has highlighted some deep divisions in Czech society. A large part of the future president's support came from voters in rural areas and small towns, while his rival, Karel Schwarzenberg, won the backing of city dwellers, higher income groups and young people. In this special edition of One on One, Jan Richter talks to commentator Jiří Peher about these divisions, Milos Zeman's appeal to Czech voters and the main factors behind his triumph.
Well, I think that the main reasons apparently were not so much related to the left-right division of Czech society as many expected, because quite frankly, from this point of view, the result was very, very tight. And if the left-right division, the opposition against the current government, was the main issue, then Zeman would have won with a much larger margin. I think that there were other issues, personalities, cultural issues and so on. And I think that, in fact, Mr. Schwarzenberg probably lost this race because he wasn't really very well prepared to face Zeman in one particular area, which I think he should have been prepared for, and that was the issue of the Beneš decrees and the certain German question and so on. And Mr. Schwarzenberg, surprisingly, wasn't prepared for that.
What does the result say about Czech society? Because Miloš Zeman won in practically all of the districts, when you look at the map of the results, with the exception, of course, of big urban centers and some exceptional country districts. What is the appeal for Czechs of Miloš Zeman?
One area where Mr. Zeman certainly appealed to a lot of voters, although, as I said, he didn't decide the elections, was his leftist political orientation. We could dispute this claim, but this is how many people saw him. And given the extremely high level of unpopularity of the current government, this certainly gave him a very solid base for a victory. And then there were cultural issues where Mr. Zeman understands, I think better than Mr. Schwarzenberg, that there are certain issues which are very sensitive in Czech society, that a majority of Czech society, older people especially, has not really overcome historical traumas which the society experienced. And if you go into these traumas, you have an advantage. But overall, I think what it says are two things. One is negative and one is positive. The negative side of all of this is that yes, Mr. Zeman was still able to win with the help of very low kind of attacks, xenophobia, nationalism, and so on. And so this shows that there is still a constituency for this in Czech society. On the other hand, Mr. Schwarzenberg, who is the chairman of a very unpopular government party associated with the current government, which its popularity is somewhere around 10%, was able to win 45% of the vote. That means that a good part of Czech society, in my opinion, is not really prepared to accept the kind of rhetoric that Mr. Zeman used. And that is, for me at least, that is a pleasant surprise, because I expected personally that Mr. Schwarzenberg would be defeated with a larger margin, given the overall state of Czech society. And I am sure that 10 years ago, Mr. Zeman would have won with 70% to 30 maybe. So we are getting there. I think that more and more people, especially young people, are not ready to accept this kind of politics and this kind of really low campaigning.
In his acceptance speech, Mr. Zeman said he would be the voice of all Czechs, and many commentators expected him to at least try to overcome these divisions between, so let's say, richer city dwellers and poorer people living in the countryside. How wide do you think the divide is, and do you think he's able to overcome it?
Well, there are several divides. There's not only one divide, unfortunately, because there's a divide which we can trace on the left-right axis, and then there is a cultural divide which sort of runs across this other divide, and that has to do with Czech history, with a certain kind of populism, and so on. I think that especially this second divide will be very difficult to overcome, simply because it was predominantly Mr. Zeman's camp and Mr. Zeman himself who used kind of strategy and tactics in campaign and vocabulary, which is really highly divisive. And I think that many people, more educated people, even feel offended by this. They feel offended that a candidate who used lies and who used a strategy exploiting Mr. Schwarzenberg's supposed lack of Czechness and anti-German feelings and so on, that this candidate won. And for many people, this is very difficult to accept. So I suspect that this will take a long time to heal, if ever. And maybe there will be a very strong opposition in a certain part of intellectual circles and cultural circles against Mr. Zeman throughout his presidency, no matter what he does, simply because most of those people will not be willing to accept him as their president.
What can we expect from President Miloš Zeman? He is sometimes described as a sort of follower of Václav Klaus, who indeed supported him, at least indirectly, in the vote. Can we expect 5 more years of the style of presidency that Václav Klaus came up with?
There are similarities and differences between Mr. Klaus and Mr. Zeman. They are both similar in their sort of personal styles, although one could argue that Mr. Klaus was a bit more patrician. Both of them are really abrasive, aggressive politicians who exploit various issues to their own advantage. And if I should sum up their similarities, then I would say that the main political program of Mr. Klaus is Mr. Klaus, and the main political program of Miloš Zeman is Miloš Zeman. Everything else is secondary. However, if we talk about the differences, then of course Mr. Zeman is more leftist than Mr. Klaus. He is certainly more pro-European, and these are the main differences. And at least in his rhetoric, he says he wants to fight corruption. It, of course, is strange to hear these words from someone who himself is surrounded by people who are at least suspected to have something with corruption. But still, at least he says that. So there are some differences, and in that respect, Mr. Zeman could be a different president and perhaps a better president. But then there's another area, and that is the willingness of these two presidents to interfere with the work of the government. And there it seems that Mr. Zeman intends to be even more proactive and wants to intrude more and interfere more with the work of the government. And that may create constitutional problems. At this point, we cannot really say what kinds of problems, but just the fact that he promises to visit the government very often and to argue with the government and so on, that's a minefield, which especially in case of the government, which is not in line with his own political views, could backfire. And I personally am very, very curious to see what will happen when Mr. Zeman takes over the presidency and starts exercising his powers, which are not small, in the area of foreign policy. And I can anticipate a clash between his competitor in the presidential election, Mr. Schwarzenberg, who is responsible for foreign policy in this government, and Mr. Zeman. This may be the first major clash between the new president and the government.
Mr. Zeman's sort of major time will come, of course, when after the general elections, which are scheduled for 2014, when he is in charge, will be in charge of appointing the next prime minister. It is generally expected that the Social Democrats will win because of the unpopularity of the current government and the parties in it. Do you think that he will drop the things from the past? Because when he left the Social Democrat Party, he didn't leave well, and there was lots of remorse and wrongs felt by him about the whole party, and especially those people who now run it. Do you think this is over, or can we expect him seeking revenge?
Unfortunately, I think it's not really important what Mr. Zeman says in this respect, because his victory will strengthen his supporters in the Social Democratic Party. So even if he didn't do anything, his supporters in the party will try to maybe not immediately take over the party, but they will certainly seek more influence. If the party in the next year is swept with internal conflicts, and there will be a lot of infighting, and maybe in the end supporters of Mr. Zeman actually gain the upper hand, this may not actually help the Social Democratic Party. And we know from the past that any time there were major conflicts within the Social Democratic Party, it was the Communist Party that benefited from this. And this means that we may not see overwhelming victory of the Social Democrats in 2014. If the party is in turmoil, then it will be not only the Communists who will benefit from it, but probably also some of the right-of-center parties. So I wouldn't say that the victory of this supposedly leftist candidate is good news for the Social Democratic Party as such.